Welcome to another eye-opening episode of Revealing the Truth About Islam, the radio show that shines the light of truth into the darkness of Islam. Exposing the lies of Muhammad, exposing the errors in the Quran. It's Revealing the Truth About Islam. And now, here's your host, author, conference speaker, and Islamic expert, Usama Dakdak.
And hello and greetings to you in the name of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. It is our joy to have you with us as we continue our study of Islamophobia and the 2020 election. Let me remind you once again, my friends, that we are critiquing the seminar which was presented by Professor Todd Green, who is a liberal theologian from Luther College, and his presentation was titled Islamophobia and the 2020 election. As he examined our two political parties, the Republicans and the Democrats, to point out that the Republicans are the ones who started the Islamophobia propaganda in America for the hope to scare the American people so they may gain their votes to win the victory of having the White House in 2012. In our last program, Professor Todd Green talked about Newt Gingrich, and today he will move on to talk about Herman Cain. And without further ado, here he is, Professor Todd Green.
Herman Cain, some of you might remember Herman Cain as well, asked in an interview, would you be comfortable appointing a Muslim to your cabinet or as a judge? Nope, I will not. There is this creeping attempt. Creeping is a word that people like to use in connection to Sharia. Creeping attempt to gradually ease Sharia law and the Muslim faith into our government. This notion that Muslims are this fifth column infiltrating the country, sort of like a Trojan horse. It's a narrative we have seen over and over again in the history of the United States with religious minority communities, with Catholics, with Jews, now with Muslims. So it's not a new idea that you have this foreign element infiltrating the country that's trying to impose its own law on the United States government and taking over in that way. But today it's Muslims, it's not Jews or Catholics that are subject to that narrative in quite the same way. So again, Sharia law, you start to have some Republican candidates who see a winner in that strategy and that tool coming out of the toolkit.
So obviously, as you heard Professor Green, he's talking about the fear of the minority. Here he's talking about two different groups. First, the Muslims, and second, the Catholics. Obviously, he's talking about the election of John Kennedy. First, I'd like to talk about the fear of the Americans of having a Catholic president. Maybe Professor Todd Green needs to learn about the history of the Catholic Church and the role of the government of the Catholic Church over the people of Europe. How many Christians were killed? Many of them were burned at the stake simply because they chose to read the Bible or to translate the Bible to the people of Europe. When we study the history of Europe, our friends, we found that there are so many sad days, so many black years, where the Catholic Church was the government of Europe. And they were actually telling the people of Europe what to eat and what to drink, how to worship and where to worship and when to worship. They were controlling the entire land with the political leaders of the Catholic Church. The Pope was like the Khalifa in Islam, which means he controls the spiritual matters and the political matters of the people of Europe. And there are so many dark ages took place before the Reformation of Martin Luther 500 years ago. Many attempts before him ended unsuccessfully because the Catholic Church annihilated and removed all those who tried to reform the church. Notice I did not say reform Christianity, but reform the church, because the church left Christianity. So now people moved from Europe to America seeking freedom of religion. And years go by and the American people enjoyed that freedom. But surprise, surprise, now we got a Catholic man who was running for the office of presidency. And because the American people knew exactly what this could lead to, they were very concerned because they know exactly what Catholic did in the past. And if you don't learn from the history of the past, well, guess what? The history will repeat itself. Obviously, there was sincere fear of many of the American people to have a Catholic president because of the true history of the past of the Catholic Church and the dictatorship of the Catholic Church politically to the people of Europe. That is concerning the Catholic. I understand Professor Todd Green is also talking about the Jews, and I do not know where is the problem in the history of America concerning having a Jewish man or a woman running for office. Did the Jewish people persecute the people of Europe? No. Did the Jewish people persecute politically any nations in planet Earth as Muslims do all over the world? No. So I do not have any problem myself to vote for a Jewish president. But unless Professor Todd Green have an answer for mentioning the fear of the American people to have a Jewish person in an office. As far as I know, we have some Jewish senators, Jewish congressmen, and they have done nothing wrong compared to what we have seen already with the few Muslims who are in office the last few years. So I do not have any fear whatsoever from having a Jewish politician running for any office in America. Now let us talk about Herman Cain and the answer for his question. It was an interview, and that question was asked in a very sneaky way to catch him in the act, for whatever answer he will give will be used against him. And the question was, will you appoint a Muslim judge if you become a president? And I'm glad that Mr. Herman Cain answered boldly without any hesitation. Not like how Mr. Obama answered questions. He actually took charge of the answer of his question. Would you be comfortable appointing a Muslim to your campaign or as a judge? And the answer was nope, N-O-B-E. I wouldn't. Very strong, isn't it? I love it when our politicians, if they are conservative, when they do not have any hesitation to answer questions right. We need to throw political correctness to the trash can where it belongs, because otherwise America will be destroyed by whoever lives and abides to the foolishness of the political correctness. And then Professor Todd Green is telling us about a word, which is not just a word, it is reality. It is what is happening in America, but the liberals can't see it. He used the word creeping. He mocked it. He made fun of it as if it is not something we should be aware of. The creeping Sharia. Muslims are trying to bring Sharia to our courts in America. And when you appoint a Muslim judge, as liberals do, well, guess what? They're going to do exactly what they believe. What do they have seen the liberal judges in America? They're not interpreting the law. They're making their own laws. And that is a big problem. That actually will help the liberals to destroy this country. You see, Congress makes laws. Judges interpret laws. They don't make laws. And when you see the liberal judges in America already making laws, why wouldn't a Muslim judge will make few more laws? Because that's exactly why Muslims are running for that office. They're not excited about being a judge to practice or to respect our constitution. They are anti our constitution, as I'm going to prove it to you in this broadcast. And we already have cases, my dear friends, in America where judges, I'm talking about liberal judges, not even Muslim judges, I'm talking just simple democratic judges, judged people according to Sharia, not to our constitution. Let me remind you of three cases. In Florida, a Muslim man raped his wife. This is not a made-up story. You can go online and read it yourself. And after he raped his wife, she actually filed a lawsuit against him. His lawyer, who is obviously one of the wonderful Muslim lawyers of CARE, the Council on America Islamic Relations, told the judge, "Your Honor, he did not rape her. He did not know the laws of America and the Constitution of America. In Islam, it is okay for a Muslim man to be involved sexually with his wife without her permission. And my client here does not know that is not accepted in the American laws." And guess what that liberal judge did? He ruled in favor of the husband, which means it's okay for Muslim women in America to be raped by their own husbands, because that's exactly what Muslims believe and that's how Muslims practice Sharia. But then his wife appealed to a higher court and it was turned over. But can you imagine with me if we got in the higher courts a Muslim judge who will rule in favor of the husband? Then for sure we will be practicing Sharia all over America. And trust me, my friends, the day is coming when the Democrats will be ruling the White House, and I guarantee you they will appoint some Muslim people as judges, not just to some lower courts, but to the highest court of America. After all, liberals do not see anything wrong with having a Muslim Supreme Justice. Now let me share with you another case. has just happened recently in Michigan, where we have a conflict between Islamic law, Sharia, and American laws, our constitution, concerning the practice of female circumcision. Listen to the following report.
Judge dismisses female genital mutilation charges in historic case. In a major blow to the federal government, a judge in Detroit has declared America's female genital mutilation law unconstitutional, thereby dismissing the key charges against two Michigan doctors and six others accused of subjecting at least nine minor girls to the cutting procedure in the nation's first PGM case.
The Straight Wave Grace Ministry is excited to announce the creation of two new convenient materials to help you in your ministry to the Muslim community. Our first booklet is titled, The Straight Way to Eternal Life. How many times have you met a Muslim man or woman, maybe in an airport or on a bus or in your neighborhood, and you felt burdened to share the good news of Jesus Christ, but you didn't know what to say or even where to begin? We have produced a small, convenient tract that will empower you to reach those lost in the deception of Islam. This 24-page mini booklet will share three facts. First, it seeks to convince Muslims that the Bible has not been corrupted, using just the verses from the Quran. Secondly, it reveals convincing proof that the Quran cannot be the Word of God due to an overwhelming number of errors and contradictions. Finally, it clearly presents the loving truth of the soul-saving gospel of Jesus Christ. Our second new booklet addresses the violent nature of the core teachings of Islam. Muslims continually claim that Islam is a loving and peaceful religion. They also insist that violence is committed by only a few radicals who misunderstood Muhammad's teachings in the Quran. This new booklet, titled The Violent Truth About Islam, examines dozens of passages from the Quran, the Hadith, and Muslim scholars. This powerful booklet will leave no doubt that Islam's long history of intolerance and bloodshed arises from the very words of Allah and the example of Muhammad's life. To order these new booklets, please visit thestraightway.org for more information.
When the police arrested these doctors and those who were involved in that wicked Islamic cultic procedure, which is the sad news about the millions of Muslim females all over the world. Some Americans celebrated. Hey, we're going to stop that. And I laughed in my mind. You know why? Because we never, once again, got to the root of the problem. You don't fix a problem by renaming it something else. It is Islam. It is the Sunnah of Islam. That's what Muhammad desires for the Muslim to do. It is simply to circumcise their females. And that's what Muslims will continue to do. Surprise, surprise. That liberal judge, Professor Green, went with the Muslims against our constitution, against our way of life in America. And now let me share with you my third example. That is concerning Judge Vicky Miles in Oklahoma. This is the lady who decided to throw 70% of the vote of the people of Oklahoma into the trash can and allow the Muslims to practice, are you listening? To practice Sharia, Islamic law, in the state of Oklahoma. And that took place in November 28, 2010. 10 years ago, America, a liberal judge decided not to go with the wish and the will of the American people to only allow the Constitution of the United States of America to be practiced in Oklahoma. And she refused the 70% vote. And the problem, again, my friends, is not in the 70% who voted. We don't want to have Sharia in Oklahoma. But the problem is in the liberals, the 30% who voted yes for Sharia, like Mr. Todd Green and the rest of the liberal Democrats who live in the state of Oklahoma. And liberal judges like Judge Miles, who is appointed by a liberal president, Mr. Clinton. So these are the three cases where we know we have to wake up to not allow the Muslims to practice Sharia in America. So you tell me, Professor Green, should we worry about appointing some Muslim judges in America? You have to be naive not to see the big problem with the big picture here. But once again, Professor Green will take these words from Herman Cain and the words of Newt Gingrich and the words of George W. Bush and the words of President Donald Trump to tell the American people that we got Islamophobic people in this country, as he does already taking my own teachings to call me an extreme, radical, anti-Muslim, racist minister. That's exactly how he looks at our ministry. Even though all we do in our ministry is opening the book, we're reading what Muslims believe, and we are pointing to what Muslim practice in the world from the days of Muhammad under his leadership until what will happen even next week, because we will continue to expose Islam for what it is. So once again, we must be careful about appointing any liberal judges or Muslim judges. We have to be very careful about allowing Muslims to creep the Sharia into our society. And believe me, as we have shared in our last program and today, there are plenty of steps the Muslims have taken already into our society, into our courts, into our government. And we need to stop it now, or it will be impossible later to stop them from taking over the entire land. Because here is the truth, my friends. You give a Muslim an inch, they will take a mile. But now, let's continue with a little bit more of the teachings of Professor Todd Green.
Okay, Trump was not a candidate in 2012, but he still participated in his own way. He was a very public figure and public voice at the time, particularly on the birther controversy, the idea that Obama was not born in the United States and he needs to show his birth certificate, right? He's not one of us. We should be suspicious that he's not one of us, right? And all the racial overtones that has. But also, again, trying to invoke this notion that he might be a Muslim. And maybe his birth certificate has evidence that he is a Muslim. And maybe Obama doesn't want us to know that, so he's not actually making public his full birth certificate. So Trump was digging into that narrative as well. Again, none of this is off-the-cuff remarks. This is very calculated stuff, in my opinion. These are folks who know exactly what they're doing. And this is exactly the kind of overt language you did not see early on, for example, in the Bush administration. Whatever other Islamophobic rhetoric might have been there, often it was more implicit. This is not implicit at all.
So now Professor Green is moving into Mr. Trump, not as president, but as a citizen who is a great public figure in the election of 2012. What is the problem with Mr. Trump? Two things. First of all, the birth certificate of Mr. Barack Hussein Obama. Second, is Obama a Muslim or not? And once again, Professor Green could not see anything wrong with having a Muslim president or a president who do not know who he is. Think with me, America. We know almost everything about every president who came before Mr. Barack Hussein Obama, from George Washington to George W. Bush. We got 43 presidents. We know who they are. We know where they were born. We know about their parents. We know about their family. We know about their friends. And surprise, surprise, when it came to Mr. Barack Hussein Obama, we know nothing. Literally, we know nothing. So the fact that he is born in Hawaii, it's very simple. Like everybody else born in America, you can produce a birth certificate. But guess what? Mr. Barack Hussein Obama refused to show us his birth certificate. Why? Do you wonder why? There must be something wrong with it. Maybe he was not born in Hawaii. But then later, Obama showed us a birth certificate with plenty of errors in it. Like, they forgot to put the stamp on it. Like, the doctor forgot to sign it. Like, they changing the words in it. And then we have to wait for another couple years. And that when he showed us a new certificate, which is also loaded with fraud. Somehow, with Mr. Barack Hussein Obama, there is great mystery. We cannot get a real birth certificate of him. And guess what? He never showed us a real one. And the subject was birthed and the subject died because of what we call political correctness. He is our president. He's been there for 4 years, and he will have another 4 years, and who cares about where he was born, in Kenya or in Hawaii? But what is so amazing about the miracle birth of Obama is that it is greater than the birth of Jesus. Why? Because at least we know where Jesus was born, in one place, in Bethlehem of Judea. But Obama was born in two separate hospitals in Hawaii. One of them was actually under construction. And no one will argue with those who spread this information that he was born here or he was born there. But why was it so hard for Mr. Obama to show us his birth certificate? That is the concern of Mr. Donald Trump to Obama's birth certificate. By the way, we have no record of anything about Obama, neither about him nor Michelle Obama, nor his children. Trust me, if you investigate where the children of George W. Bush and Bill Clinton and George Sr. and Ronald Reagan, where the children were born, you will find all these facts, the time and the place of birth. Now, can you tell me where and when the two daughters of Obama were born? The answer is you don't know. Why? Because he sealed all his information. We know nothing about his years of schools. We know nothing about his paper he wrote in his school. I mean, you can go to my school right now. That is New Orleans Baptist Theological Seminary. And you get every paper I wrote in my undergrad and my master's degree. So you know what I was thinking while I was studying at that school for these years. But can you tell me, what do you know about Obama's writings in his education? Why is his information sealed? Well, I'll let you answer this question for yourself. Or maybe it just has something to do with being a Muslim. Once again, we already covered that, where we know for sure 100% that Barack Hussein Obama is a Muslim man, even if he chooses not to believe in it. By birth, he was born from a Muslim father and a Muslim grandfather. That is, according to Sharia, is a great evidence, 100%, that he's a Muslim. Don't forget, he's 4 years living with his Muslim stepfather in Indonesia. And in all these years, how Obama attended school as a Muslim student, even in the Catholic school of Indonesia, when Muslims meet for their religious class, they will say the Shahada. And let me remind you again, all that it takes for a non-Muslim to become a Muslim is to say the Shahada, which is they must bear witness that there is no God except Allah and bear witness that Muhammad is the messenger of Allah. They say these two sentences in the Arabic language once and they automatically become Muslims. And that is exactly what Obama said thousands of times. My friends, the concern about Obama's birth certificate and his Islam religion is very legitimate. And to continue our study of Islamophobia and the 2020 election, please join us again for the next broadcast. And until then, may the true God of the Bible continue to bless you and yours.
Perhaps the greatest fear that Muslims have is the constant insecurity that the Quran declares about heaven and hell. According to Islam, no one can know for sure if they will spend eternity with the Lord in heaven or suffering apart from him in hell. Even Muhammad said that he did not know if even he would make it to paradise. Did you know that the Bible says that you can know 100% for sure that your soul will be with the Lord after death? God knows that it would be impossible to live a life of joy and peace if a person was always in doubt about their soul. God wants you to be sure. In fact, Jesus had to come to this earth and die on the cross so that you could know that you had eternal life. You see, our problem is sin, which is rebellion against the God who created us and loves us. God is perfect and holy, and he cannot allow sin into his heaven. We must have our sins forgiven and removed, and that's why Jesus suffered and died on the cross, to pay the penalty for your sins and for mine. Because of what Jesus did on the cross, God can forgive you. He can save you, no matter who you are or what you have done. God has done everything necessary to save your soul. But now, the decision is up to you. Will you turn away from your sin and rebellion and trust Jesus as your Lord and Savior? Good works, church attendance, and baptism cannot get your soul to heaven, but Jesus can. The Bible says, "Whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Why don't you call out to the Lord right now? Perhaps saying something like this: "Dear God, I know that I'm a sinner and that I do deserve to be punished, but I believe that you sent Jesus to die for me, to pay the price for my sins. Right now, I turn away from my sin and I invite you to come and be my Lord and my Savior. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen." Have you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior? Or perhaps you have further questions about Islam or Christianity? Why not take a moment right now and visit us online at www.thestraightway.org. That's www.thestraightway.org. May God bless you richly until we meet again right here on Revealing the Truth About Islam. This program has come to you by satellite on the VCY America Network. Please support the station which carries this program. Thank you.